if you're going to pick between literal and symbolic in these verses, then you need to be consistent. There's no literal in this part of the verse, symbolic in this part of the verse, the next verse symbolic, the next verse literal. It's going to be, the Lord is consistent. It's going to be literal all the way through, as Uriah Smith tried to do, or symbolic all the way through. And I'm making this point here because, brothers and sisters, when you get to verse 41, just to look ahead, it talks about Edom, Moab, and the children of Ammon. Well, Edom, as a people and a nation, no longer exists in the world today. It just isn't there. Doesn't exist. That one symbol in verse 41 identifies that the literal application of these verses is impossible unless you believe that sometimes there's errors in God's word. Because there is no way to literally identify Edom. Now, you can symbolically or spiritually, depending on how you want to phrase it, identify Edom easy enough. And so what I'm suggesting to you is another thing that Uriah Smith and many others are doing wrong here in verse 40 is they're seeking for a literal application of these symbols. But we should be, after the time period of the cross, be looking for the symbolic application. And that doesn't mean that these things won't literally transpire. But the king of the south is Egypt. And in Revelation 11, speaking of the French Revolution time period, verse 8, we see, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Sister White tells us that this Egypt is symbolizing atheistic France during the French Revolution time period. So the king of the south here in verse 40 of Daniel 11, the power that rules Egypt during the 1798 time of the end time period is the power that rules spiritual Egypt. This is atheistic France. And what verse 40 is saying is that the 1798, the time of the end, shall atheistic France begin a war, push against the king of the north. The king of the north, the rule in Daniel 11 is the king of the north is the power that rules Babylon. And in Revelation 18, we know that, Revelation 17, I'm sorry, that in verse 5 it says, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and the abominations of the